All right, we're ready, let's see, for the final one of the school year, final Moedon Ivri. Thank you guys for coming. And we're going to continue through the summer, so we'll start in a couple weeks, still Thursdays over at lunch, and I'll be here at least through June, and hopefully I'll be able to get someone else to fill in. Maybe Egg or Tom likes to do it. So maybe hopefully we can continue into July. My goal is to get as closely done with 1 Samuel. I don't know if we'll make it through, but we'll be awfully close. Maybe we can skip some parts. We'll have to see. And then I want to move. Someone on the internet asked to do the penitential psalms. So there's 6 or 7 of those, so we can move and do some poetry next. And then figure out where I want to go from there. So anyway, we are on verse 7 of chapter 26. And remember, it's David and the brother of Joab, Abishai, who are spying on Saul, who is sleeping with his men surrounding him. All right? And so there's this discussion going on between David and Abishai about what they should do. So we pick it up in verse 7, where it's Vayavo. Vayavo David va'abishai el ha'am laila v'hine Shaul shokev yashen ba'magal. So, okay, David and Abishai came. Notice again, compound subject, singular verb. We've seen that a lot. Style of the Hebrew of this book, and probably in general, it's not that uncommon. So David and Abishai came to Ha'am, to the troops. Laila. Notice it's just a noun, uses an adverb, at night or by night. Okay. Vehine. Notice again, visual perception. And so, if you want to translate into really nice English, you could translate like this. And they could see that Saul was lying down. Yashen means, it's an adjective, sleeping. And they could see that Saul was lying down asleep. Ba magal. And remember, no one's quite sure what that word means in, and I would translate in the trench or in the entrenchment. And I'm thinking kind of like a foxhole or something like that. All right. Vachanito and his spear met Uka Ba'aretz. Notice that this is a call, passive participle, singular, from what root?
Ma'ak.
Right. It's a rare term, ma'ak. Ma'ak, and it means to press. All right. And it's used a couple times in like Leviticus, and a number of other places like that. But here it means, and his spear was stuck into the ground, we would say. All right. Mera'ashotav. Okay, now look at that word and tell me what the root is.
Rosh.
And so, without ever seeing this word, guess what its meaning is. Then the spear was stuck in his ground. Just spit it out, what you think. The spear was stuck in his ground.
Near his head.
At his head. Very good. Yes. And you're going to see this word a couple of times in this text here in the next few verses. Notice that it's this oat form. I just want to point that out to you. We would not translate it in English. It's just the form of the word. We wouldn't translate at its heads. See, so it's just that's just the form of the word here. All right, and we're going to see that a couple times. So his spear was stuck in the ground at his head. Okay, Ve'avner ha'am, and Abner and the troops, Shokvim, were lying down, Sevivotav, all around him. Alright, so you can get the picture pretty clearly in your head. Any questions about verse 7? Alright, verse 8. Vayomer Abishai el David. Then Abishai said to David, we've seen this word before, Sigar Elohim ha'yom, et oi veka beyadeka. This is a PL from Sagar, and the call, remember, it means to shut in or shut up, like to shut something in something or enclose it in something. Here it means, we've seen this PL form before, to deliver or to hand over. So Abishai said to David, God has handed over, hayom, notice today, we just translate that adverbially, has handed over your enemy, et oiveka, has handed over your enemy today, beyadeka, into your hand. Okay? Ve'ata, akenuna, bachanit u va'aretz pa'am achat, velo eshnelo. Okay. And so, akenu, let me strike him. What's the root? Nakah, very good. It's a Niphal. This is a Hippial form, which is the form we see this root in. And so, what's the Na? How does this function? Anyone know? Following a cohortative like this. And now, please let me strike him. He's asking for permission. David is his superior. And so, as the soldier under whose charge, he's under David's charge, the Na indicates that he's not making a demand. It's a certain kind of circumspection that he's having. Please let me, see, strike him, Bachanit, with a spear, okay, and Ba'aretz, into the ground. Okay, so notice, just let me read the Hebrew and then you can figure out what he's saying. And so, please let me strike him with the spear and into the ground, Pa'am Achat, one time, one thrust, basically. Velo Eshne from Shana means to repeat or to do again. Okay, lo. And I will not do it again to him. In other words, in smooth English, please let me strike him with the spear into the ground. Let me thrust the spear through him into the ground, really. See, one time, and I will not need to do it again to him. See, that's basically what, you get the gist of what he's saying, although the Hebrew is, again, as we've seen, kind of rough. Alright? But any questions about that verse? So he's just basically saying, I just need one shot at him. Let me have one, yeah, one shot. I'll strike it, he'll go on the ground, we won't have to do it again. Basically, he's pretty, he's got some chutzpah here. Alright, verse 9. Vayomer David el Avishai. Then David said to Avishai, Al tashkitehu ki mi shalach yado b'mashiach Yahweh venika. Okay. Notice this is an al plus this imperfect form. Do not shachat him. Do not do him harm. This is a hippil from the root shachat to, and you could also, in other contexts, I don't think destroy is the best word here, but in other contexts it means to destroy. All right. So here it means do not do him harm. You could probably get away with destroy, but I mean, usually when you're talking about one human being to another, we don't use that word. Okay. For who shalach, who sends his hand against the Mashiach, against the Lord's anointed, ve'nika, and is innocent? This is a nifal from naka. Naka means to be clean. All right. So here's a nifal, perfect, third common singular from naka. All right. Who sends his hand? And I think you can even translate: who can send his hand against the Lord's anointed and remain innocent? Be innocent. Okay. We're on verse 10, Bill. Chapter 26, verse 10. Any questions on verse 9? Alright. Verse 10 then. Vayomer David, Chai Yahweh. As soon as you see Chai Yahweh, you know what you're dealing with here, right? What is it?
An
oath. An oath, good. Then David said, Chai Yahweh, by the life of Yahweh, or as Yahweh lives, Ki im Yahweh yigafenu, o yomo yavo vameit, O ba milchama yered ve nispa. Okay, then David said, as Yahweh lives. Now, ki'im can have two forces or two meanings. One meaning, the most common one, is as an exception. Okay? So it's something like unless or except not or something like that. But here there's a less common but rather. Alright? So he's saying but rather in contrast to do not destroy him. Okay? But rather Yahweh yigafenu. Yahweh will smite him. This is from Nagaf, call imperfect. Yahweh will smite him. Or Yomo Yavo, or his day will come, Vamet, and he will die. See, in other words, natural causes, or Bamilchama, to a war he will go down, then Nispa, and he will be swept away. This is a Nifal from Safa, to sweep. Just remember kind of the onomatopoeia. That's how I remember that word, Safa, to sweep, Safa. And he will be swept away. So David said, as Yahweh lives, And now he's thinking, but rather Yahweh will smite him, or his day will come and he will die, or he will go down into war and he will be swept away. Alright? Questions about verse 10? By the way, verse 11, we're coming back to another idiom we saw earlier. Chalila li me Yahweh. That's the one I'm talking about. Chalila li me Yahweh, mishloach yadi bimshiach Yahweh. Va'atakachna et hachanit asher mera ashotav, ve'et zapachat hamaim ve'nelka lanu. Okay, Chalila. Notice that that's one of these kind of far be it from me. Chalila li is an idiom. Far be it from me. Now, we saw this same thing, the same addition in, I think I got it down here, 1 Samuel 24, verse 7, which is the other incident when this time David cuts, remember David cuts the cloth from Saul's garment? And he also makes this argument, I'm not going to touch the Lord's anointed. And the May Yahweh strengthens it. Far be it from me in the face of Yahweh, or in the presence of Yahweh. Now, in this idiom, it's always Chalila li plus the min plus the infinitive, which is what you have here with the Mishloach Yadi. So it's far be it from me in the presence of Yahweh to send my hand against the Lord's anointed. Okay, everybody see that? Okay. Ve'ata. And so, kachna. Please take. Now notice that when the superior is using the na with an imperative, he is eliciting the guy's cooperation. So notice that he's saying this in such a way, he's not being deferential, but it's like a superior is not going to make, he's not making this hardcore demand. It's more, he wants his cooperation. All right. So I think he's still translate, please take the spear, which is Mera Ashotav, which is at his head, Ve'et Zapakat Hamayim, and the jug of water, Ve'nel Kalanu. And let's leave. This is from Halak. And let's leave. And then that Lanu is like almost like a dative of advantage. But in English, it's very hard to translate. I mean, you could say, let's leave for ourselves. See? You could say, one translation for this had, I think, the JPS, which always has a nice way of rendering stuff, and let's be off, which I kind of like. All right? Questions? Yeah?
Just pointing out that, you know, some other languages, they use that kind of like reflexive.
Yes.
For leaving, or going is without reflexive, and leaving like I'm late, I'm getting out of here.
Oh, is that right? Yeah, okay, so maybe that's, how that thing is functioning here. Because it does occur a couple other times, at least one other time here in our next few verses. That's good. Alright? Verse 12. Vayikach David et hachanit ve'et zapachat hamayim mei ra'ash. Look at this form. Mei ra'ashotei Sha'ul. Okay. Then David took from Lakach et hachanit, the spear and the jug of water, at the head of Saul. Now notice this form. Because notice that there's a seire under the mem rather than the schwa, which we saw before. It's the same word. It's also an oat form, but it has a masculine plural construct ending on it. Notice that. All right? Which makes it kind of a very strange word. And notice two manuscripts have different readings here. But I think you still have to just translate in the jug of water, which was at the head of Saul. And it's again, you have a number of Hebrew, you should be aware of this, Hebrew nouns with an ot or an at ending that aren't necessarily plural. They are dialectical in nature. And there's at least one guy that makes the point that it's the northern dialect, the Israeli dialect, although I don't think that's the case. There can be dialects also in the north and south. You can't just make the clear cut. But notice that this is not at the heads of Saul, clearly. Even though there's an oat ending, and then I don't know that that's that suffix ending there, again, it functions to just show a close connection between those two words, but it doesn't affect the translation. Okay. Here again, now notice the next vayel ku lahem, same form that we had in the previous verse with the nail ka lanu, and they left. That's a good translation. See, so David took the spear and the jug of water at the head of Saul. Okay, and they left. Va'ein roeh, notice the negative with non-finite verbs. The roeh is a participle. Okay, and no one saw. Va'ein yodea, and no one knew. Va'ein mekitz, this is from Kutz, hipfield participle, means to wake up. And no one woke up. See, so it's kind of nice. Va'ein roeh, va'ein yodea, va'ein mekitz. And no one saw, and no one knew, and no one woke up. Okay? Ki kulam yashenim. For all of them were yashenim, sleeping. Ki tardemat Yahweh. Here's where we finally get the nice theological interpretation of this. Ki tardemat Yahweh nafla alehem. You can guess what it says. Do you know what tardema is, anyone? It's a deep sleep. For the sleep of Yahweh had fallen, nafla, on them. See, for the sleep of Yahweh had fallen on them. Yes?
How about when Adam was put to sleep? Is that the word?
Yeah, I think it's the same word. Someone can check. I don't have my Genesis here, but maybe we can check and see.
What
it'd be Genesis 2 in the creation, yeah.
Yes.
I can't. Yeah, something in the first part.
You can go on, I'll check.
Okay. Any other questions on verse 12? Alright. Verse 13. Vayavor David ha'ever vayamod al rosh ha'har merachok rav hamakon b'nehem. Then David crossed over from Avar, crossed over ha'ever to the other side. So evidently there was, you know, a valley and some mountains. He crossed over to the other side. Vayamod, and he stood on Rosh Hahar, on the top of the mountain, Merachok, at a distance.
Same word.
Yeah. Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he stood on the top of the mountain, Merachok, at a distance. Rav Hamakom. Now notice, this is just very nice Hebrew that you know. You have to just fill it in with the Hayah. Great was the place, we would say the space, Beinahem, between them. So David crossed over to the other side and he stood at the top of the mountain at a distance, Merachok. Great was the space between them. Okay? But verse 14. Vayikra David el Ha'am. Then David called out to the people, the El Abner ben Ner Lemor, and to Abner, the son of Ner, saying, this is good. Halo ta'aneh Abner, will you not answer, Abner? See, halo means, notice the lo is the negative with the interrogative, hey. Will you not answer, Abner? Vayan Abner. So Abner answered, Vayomer, and said, Miata karata el hamelech. Who are you who has called to the king? Okay. Who are you who is called to the king? Questions about verse 15? Farmstead 14? Okay. Vayomer David el Abner. Then David said to Abner. This is great. Halo ish ata. You can translate that. Are you not a man? I think it's just how we would say it. I mean, to me, I get the impression it's the same kind of idiom. Aren't you a man? Maybe notice how he follows up. Umi kamoka beYisrael. I don't think he's saying it to make fun of him. Are you not a man? And who is like you in Israel? Okay, so he's kind of building him up. Are you? Maybe we would say it like this. Are you not the man? And who is like you in Israel? See. So now here comes the crusher. Velama lo shamarta el Adoneka hamelech. So why did you not guard, see, or keep watch, El Adoneka, over your Lord, the King? Okay. Ki ba achad ha'am. For one of the, again here, troops, and he means his own troops. See, for one of the troops has come, lehashchit, to harm at the king, your Lord. Alright? Everybody get that? Then let me start from the beginning. And David said to Abner, "Are you not the man? And who is like you in Israel? So why did you not keep watch over your Lord the king?" And I would probably translate this key either "for," if you want to do that, or "surely one of the troops has come to harm the king, your master." Okay? Verse 16. "Lo tov hadavar hazeh asher asita." Not good is the thing, this thing which you have done. Okay? Chai Yahweh, as Yahweh lives. Ki b'nei mavet atem. Literally, surely children, sons of death are you. But again, idiom in English, we would say, surely you are worthy of death. Okay? Asher Yuhu lo shemartem, did not keep watch al Adonekem, over your master. Once again, notice in this manuscript the interchange of al and el. See, the el is in verse 15 with the el Adoneka. Here it's al Adonekem. Alright? Over the anointed of the Lord. Ve'ata re'e, and so re'e, look. Echanit. A means where, so it's just an interrogative particle. Where chanit? Where is the spear of the king? Where is the king's spear? Ve'et zapachat haman, and the jug of water, the canteen, which mera'a shotav, which was at his head. Okay? So again, not good is this thing which you have done. As Yahweh lives, certainly sons of death are you. You are worthy of death. You who did not keep watch over your Lord, over the anointed of the Lord. And so, look, where is the spear of the king and the jug of water which was at his head? Okay. Verse 17. Vayaker Shaul et kol David. Then Saul recognized the voice of David. This is from Nakar, a Hiphil from Nakar. Then Saul recognized the voice of David. It always takes him a while before it clicks. Like, the guy, he's obsessed with him, and yet it takes him a while to recognize him. It's just odd. Saul is just opaque. I mean, he's just dense in every level, right? On every level. Man. Vayomer, and he said, Ha kolaka ze beni David. And he said, is your voice this? But we would say, is this your voice, beni, my son David? Vayomer David. Then David said, Koli, my voice, Adoni, my Lord HaMelech, the king. You see, again, David just comes out glowing in 1 Samuel, doesn't he? His humility and everything like that. Okay? Now here we go again with words that we have seen David say before in verse 18. Vayomer, and he said, Lama ze, why in the world? See again, the ze I'm translating as giving a particular force to the lama. Why in the world, Adonai, is my Lord, Rodea, pursuing Achare Avdo, after his servant? Ki me asita, for what have I done? Uma beyadi, and what evil is in my hand? Okay. Let's stop there, and we will. I'll finish this up in a couple of weeks and finish the conversation.